right in the middle of Seattle's great debate about homelessness, a champion for the unsheltered has died. For almost 30 years, Bill Hobson headed Seattle's Downtown Emergency Service Center and advocated for the most vulnerable homeless people, the addicted, the disabled, and the mentally ill. His organization was also one of the earliest promoters of a controversial idea that now has widespread acceptance, called Housing First. Hobson explained Housing First to KUOW's Marcy Silman last summer.
A good friend of mine said, you don't have to be an English major to understand Housing First. Housing first. Not sobriety first. It's not a reward for clinical success. Not connecting with the mental health case manager if you're living with a major mental disorder. It is housing first, and it's sort of predicated on a belief that if you eliminate the chaos of homelessness from a person's life, if you get rid of all the craziness that homeless people have to endure when they're living on the streets or in shelters, where they're almost monomaniacally preoccupied with survival, if you eliminate that, hey, that game is over. Survival is assured. It provides a more stable foundation for people to begin to address their challenges and make serious changes in their lives.
When you first came up with this plan that shifted the whole mission of DESC, Housing First was novel. It was a little bit controversial, maybe a lot controversial. At this point, it's kind of a national assumption that this is what we do. How do you feel about that evolution and attitude?
It's one of the things I think I am proudest of DESC for doing. We were one of the early national pioneers. And you're right, Marcy. It was considered edgy and radical. And a lot of people had their nose out of joint when they really got their minds around the concept. Now it's policy coin of the realm for the federal government and for state governments and for local governments. And, yeah, I kind of like it. It's a good thing for DESC to have been out there willing to take the risk, willing to try something that was sort of out-of-the-box thinking back in the mid to late 90s.
What would you say to the folks who dismissed the Housing First idea initially?
Neener, neener, neener.
With KUOW's Marcy Silman, that is the late Bill Hobson, who died suddenly Friday at age 76 after heading Seattle's Downtown Emergency Service Center. So there you heard Bill Hobson arguing for housing first, without conditions. And he says it's become the policy coin of the realm. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the state of Housing First in Seattle and Bill Hobson himself. I called up City Council member Tim Burgess, who knew Hobson for more than a decade, and Burgess said Bill Hobson was never afraid to challenge conventional thinking, and he didn't back down easily.
Well, I remember it's been about 3 years ago now. We were in the Squire Park neighborhood of Seattle, which is just kind of southeast of the downtown core. Bill was there. There were a couple hundred very angry neighbors who were complaining about a facility that Bill wanted to site in their neighborhood, which, by the way, was not far from his own house. He lived in that neighborhood. And it was a crisis center where paramedics and police could bring individuals who otherwise might go to the Harborview emergency room or maybe to jail, but instead they could go to the service center and deal with the crisis. And people were angry. They were loud. Some were shouting at him. He stood very calmly and listened. He asked questions. And then he essentially told them they were wrong and that this center would not cause disruption in their neighborhood. And it's been up and running now for several years. And, of course, it has not been a problem.
You credit Bill Hobson with changing the conversation around homelessness in Seattle. How did he do that?
Bill did that through this whole Housing First model. You know, the Downtown Emergency Service Center was the organization that set up 1811 Eastlake. That is the place where individuals with alcohol addictions can live. and they're allowed to drink there. But they also receive services. And that whole model of let's provide housing and then deal with the challenges that people offer started right here in Seattle. It's gone national. Bill was a real leader in that whole effort.
And yet we have more and more homeless people in Seattle. The city's opening tent camps. So why not go all the way, go big with the idea of housing first?
Well, I think we should. And unfortunately, even though it started in Seattle, we didn't stay the course. And so we have not taken that to scale.
Why not?
I think there's been a variety of reasons. Competition with others who provide different types of services. Maybe a lack of...
What do you mean, like competition with shelter providers over the idea of just housing first?
Yes, that's an example. Maybe a lack of strong political leadership on the topic. Mayor Murray, I think, gets it, and you know he has hired national consultants to help us with this issue. I think we're definitely heading in the direction of embracing fully the Housing First model, and what a great legacy that will be for Bill as well.
I just want to push one more time on this, Councilmember Burgess, because Bill Hobson has passed a champion of basically ending homelessness, put people in shelter, and yet we have more homeless people and tent camps going up. So it kind of sounds like we're lionizing him, you know, patting him on the head and patting ourselves on the head without solving the problem.
Well, I'm definitely patting Bill on the head. I think he deserves that. He has been a true leader and an advocate for the poor. So any recognition we give to Bill is well deserved. Can we do a better job? Yes. And where we will do a better job is when we shift from just merely providing services to where the city contracts for outcomes. And instead of providing money for a particular service, we say, we want you to accomplish this with your clients, and introducing a much more accountability-focused system here for how we deal with homelessness.
What did you learn from Bill Hobson that you're going to take forward and work on as solutions to the problem?
I believe we learned from Bill that the Housing First model, where you get people into stable, permanent housing and then address whatever challenges or problems that they're presenting, is the correct model. And I think the legacy that Bill Hobson has created in our city is that we will take that to scale and actually get that as the front and center program that we offer for individuals suffering from homelessness.
Seattle City Council member Tim Burgess there, remembering one of our great champions of humanity in this city, Bill Hobson, who died on Friday at 76 years old, longtime executive director of the Downtown Emergency Service Center until his retirement last year.